I approached our local McDonald's manager with an idea for using his restaurant one night. I asked him if he would let our campus life group have it for a candlelight dinner at McDonald's. He said, well, that sounds creative, but we can't close and just shut the public out, but we can allow you to come in. Well, they close at 11 on a weeknight, so we thought we'd come in there late, so we did it at 9:30. We set up the tables with tablecloths and candles on every table. It was kind of cool. And all our staff dressed in tuxes so we could serve them formally at McDonald's. We had a strolling violinist. Can you believe it? We called it the Chateau de la Mac. And we had about 100 teenagers come from the local high school packed in there, and they loved that event. Now, did other customers come in? Yeah. Did they stay? No. We took up every seat at McDonald's. We had so packed every corner of that place, there was simply no room for anyone or anything else. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I'm going to have a word with you today about the glory of no room. Now, our word for today from the Word of God tells about the birthday of the church, the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then verse 4, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, this is actually a picture of what happens when revival, when a stirring of God, when a great work of God is about to break out. Now, Pentecost only happened one time. It's a unique event. But spiritual revival is a recurring event in the life of the church. Scattered through the history of the church are those extraordinary, unpredictable, incredible, powerful spirit takeovers called revival. And the key is in that word, filled. It means there's no room for anything else. Our group filled that McDonald's that night. And even though others wanted space, we had taken over by filling every corner. Now, if you want to let that happen with the Holy Spirit in your life or in the life of your church, then that's how revival begins. To move out everything else that could take up space. There's no room for anything now but the Holy Spirit. In fact, this Greek word that says the wind filled the room and the Spirit filled the people is used a lot of different ways. It was used of the sponge that was soaked with vinegar when Jesus was on the cross. There was no room for any other liquid. It talks about people who were full of food in another place in the Bible. Stuffed. No room for any more food. The word filled is also used about being filled with an emotion like anger. A consuming emotion where there's no room for any other feeling. Saturated. Stuffed, consumed with the Holy Spirit. That's a spirit takeover. And that's the culminating experience of the Christian life. It's funny, we start with no room for Christ in our life. And then we make room for Him. We let Him in. And as we grow, we finally get restless with spiritual mediocrity and sameness. And then we say, Lord, would you make me so there's no room for anything but you? In every corner of my life. Oh, look, you may not understand all the theology of this reviving takeover, this filling of the Holy Spirit. I don't either. You may not fully understand this yielding of every corner of you for whatever He wants. The question is, do you want it? Do you want to be totally His? To be saturated with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, then tell Him that you are ready for His revival. Ask Him for that kind of filling till there's just no room for anyone else's agenda.